She think you guys are nuts. She
Yeah.
says, you know, sometimes God's a little weird. And she's, you know, it's
Most times peculiar. He'd be peculiar like the rest of us.
That's
Yep.
right, amen.
He's a little weird. I never met anybody like him yet. You ever met anybody like him? I have a lot of people
No.
like think they're him, act like him, but I never met the original, that's for sure. And so we appreciate you coming, Kevin. Let me do this real quickly. Let's Connor or Jared, whoever's running the boat there, directing the boat, throw up some of those pictures. I want people. Visuals matter. See, they tell us when we go to the abortion clinics and we take the graphic pictures, they tell us those don't work. Pictures don't work. So you better tell the advertisers. All the way down, I came down whatever that highway is from that comes from Springfield, Missouri down here. What's the name of that road?
65.
It's all billboards. I'm gonna call every one of those companies and say signs don't work. Billboards don't work. That's why. So you know, don't take any of those aborted dead baby pictures out there and put them up because they don't work. They don't work. Crazy, isn't it? So we're in a visual world, visual society. Throw up some of those pictures up there and I can show you. Bob Havenstreet, I hope you're out there watching, Bob. God bless you and bringing your wife and your dog. And Bob, I don't know which one of them you love the most. To be honest with you. I know that feeling, right? I know that feeling. We all know that, right? My dog never gives me a hard time, man. The dog never gives me a hard time. Got the pictures up here, Jared. I'm trying to follow here online, see what I...
Oh, yes, sir, they're up.
Oh, look. Let's just run. Just click through these things. Give about 3 seconds, each one of them. There's old Robert. Can you click the next one? Just go to the next one. There's a crew, isn't it? Oh, there's my man, Gerard. Oh, my goodness. What a stud he was. Go ahead. Keep going. Trump likers. Oh, there's my wife and Sue. My wife's still asleep. Go ahead. Oh, they came. There, you made it. Hey, you made it.
Edward and Tracy.
Tracy made it. Weaver. All the way from Tracy Weaver. All the way from
Louisiana.
Cajun country. Louisiana. They showed up. Go on. Lock her up, Tracy. Next one. Come on. Connor, you're slow. Oh, there they are again. Go ahead. That's Trump. You know he'd get a picture in there, wouldn't you? Oh, Tracy again.
Edward.
No, that's not Edward.
Oh.
That's
Don.
My brain went dead.
Pam.
Pam. Sorry, Pam. It's early in the morning. Pam came all the way down from Springfield, Missouri with her husband.
Rick.
Yeah, I know. Rick. I've known Rick for a long time. They came. Next one. Rick and Pam. Lock her up. Oh, there's Booger with his dog, Craig. Next one. Sorry, Craig. And I better put my glasses on. Oh, my goodness, it's Bill.
Bill and Dawn.
Dawn and Bill. Now, they're not together. They're just in the picture together, okay?
Jeff,
I don't want Bill to get in trouble at home that he's with some other woman. So, Bill, yeah. Bill's from somewhere down there. Go next picture. I'm not going to run through all these. Oh, there he is. Is that a crew? That guy said, I wonder if he loved his wife or his dog more. His dog's laying right on the floor right beside him. God bless you, Bob. God bless you. Look at those hats. They look good. Next one. We found some new family out here. Next picture. That's it? Okay, well, there's a whole bunch more, and we had a great old time. Listen, I don't want to beat that horse, okay? I don't want to beat it. People say, why are you guys doing this? Why are you doing it? You're wasting it. Thank you for the kind emails this morning. I got some of them. You guys are wasting your time. All right. Well, what the hell are you doing? You're on your email telling me I'm wasting my time. Dude, you're wasting yours, right? It's all just a matter of time and how it gets wasted anyway, right? But, you know, it was really, really encouraging because we would be out there holding our signs and a lot of massive traffic. And I began to count as the cars would go by. Thumbs up, horns honking. Sometimes we'd get that, but not very often. Very few of those. And there's at least 80, 85% of people who were in. Now, if 85% of the people with us are with us, so can somebody explain to me how we're losing? Victor, can you explain? No, not you, Victor. Can somebody explain to me how we're losing? Can I tell you why we're losing? Because we're not unified. We're not on the same page.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah. Hang on just a second. I said this about 10. I said this about 10 times this last couple of days. There's something coming. There's an event coming. We don't even know what it is. Do you remember 9-1-1? Y'all remember that, don't you? When 9-1-1 hit, the mood in America, and everybody ran to church and everybody got real religious and prayed. Y'all remember that? There's something bigger than that coming. Something's happening here. And it's going to be a one-time event that's going to, I believe, is going to codify or unite the deplorables. And it's not going to be pretty. It's going to happen. It's just not going to be pretty. And so we're out continually trying to awaken people that, hey, we're here. We're alive. We're awake. Come on. Come and join us. And we think God's going to supernaturally do something when all that happens. Go ahead, Mark.
Why are we losing? We're losing. And one reason is.
No, Mark. Listen, Mark. We win in the end.
We win in the end. I know, Coach. But we're in the now, aren't we? We got to do something now. And we're judged individually by God, so we must do something individually. Now, why are we losing it? As you know, the Revolutionary War, how many people responded? What, 8%?
Yeah.
All right. So those are the 8% who fought. It only takes a few people to fight. Guess who's fighting, Coach? The enemy. The enemy's fighting. The enemy's fighting. 1.5% of America's LGBT. It only takes 1.5% to fight to win. Where are the churches? Why aren't we fighting? Right?
Can I tell you why? The other side's fighting because they believe in the kingdom of this world. And so forth. They're fighting to win this kingdom. Now, whether we understand this or not, there's a coming kingdom, and somebody somewhere in one old dusty Bible I was reading along in there, I read this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Huh? You mean this isn't the devil's? You mean the devil doesn't own this? You mean we're supposed to be in charge of this? You mean I'm going to go stand before the Lord and say, why didn't you occupy till I come? I'm going to say, because my pastor told me that we're not of this world. And this is the devil's world. And Jesus, when he hung on the cross, his next to last sentence came out of his mouth, says, hey, dudes, it's done. It's finished. It's finished. What was? Well, that's 1 John 3:8. For this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Please do. It's done, boys. He hung on the cross. It's done. Interject.
Yeah, Coach.
Hang on. Can you guys hear Ken? This is Ken. Go ahead, Ken. Go ahead, Ken.
You know, we talk about the tribulation.
Hang on, you guys hear him? Come on over here, Ken.
You know, we talk about the tribulation. What we fail to recognize is that the tribulation comes because the people of God do nothing. They don't occupy. They lose their salt. They lose their ability to restrain the corruption that's in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the tribulation is natural.
But Ken, is it pre-written history that this thing is going to happen and there isn't anything we can do about it? Or if we occupy till he comes, why would he tell us to occupy till he comes? Evidently, we've got to be able to hold some of this off a little bit, right? Right? Somebody said, aren't you afraid that Clinton's going to kill you? I said, no. I'm not afraid cancer's going to kill me either. I ain't afraid nothing's going to kill me. Why? I'd be a dead man already. I'm a walking dead man. Because I'm a walking dead man and I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is my reasonable service. Therefore, I'm not conformed to this world. They think I'm weird. They call me peculiar. They laugh at me. They say, well, you're wasting your time. Hey, dude, you're all wasting your time. Time's the only thing we got. And it's fleeting. Every second of it's fleeting. And you're sitting safely in your house because you're afraid somebody's going to criticize you or somebody's going to laugh at you or somebody's going to do this to you. What? You might lose your job. Your job's lost anyway. Money ain't even real. Oh, man. Well, Coach, we win in the end. I want to win now.
Tribulation, like I said, it's the natural consequences of us failing to do our job. Where in the Bible does it say to surrender to the devil?
First Pope 2:16 or something like that. I don't know. It doesn't say that.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It says resist the devil.
Fearfully. So that's what we're supposed to occupy.
Doesn't say turn the cheek to the devil.
No, that's right. Yeah. I can. Yeah, Richie's on. Thanks.
Here, Richie, you're going to want to use Coach's mic.
Hang on, Richie. Hey, Richie, listen. Come on in.
One mic in the room, guys.
One mic in the room. So turn Richie's mic off and let Richie come in there. Hey, listen.
Okay.
Do me a favor. Don't laugh at Richie's clown sound. All right? Richie just kind of shut up. Shut up. Richie, we can hear you here. So you got to turn off your speaker because we're getting a little bit of feedback. It's off. Are we okay?
We're good.
We're good. Okay. Take your earbuds out and everything, Richie. They can hear you now.
All right.
Hey, remember this. It's my show.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks. Go ahead. Good.
We had a couple teenagers come up to us and they said, "Man, we really like your shirts. We support you. It's not a lost cause. But we're called to be priests and we're going to judge the nation." When's that supposed to happen? Now.
Mm.
Right now we're priests. When did we stop being priests? I mean, we might occupy bodies, but we have spiritual identity in Christ.
Amen.
That's our true identity. And that true identity, whatever state we're in, will be transported to the last moment as we stand before the Creator of everyone that exists.
Amen.
So it is our purpose. He said, for you to be salt and light. That is not an option. That is not...
Richie, let me interrupt you a minute. He actually called us salt. He said, you are the salt. And the salt, Bible says, if the salt loses his savor. So he identifies as salt, right? You get it? If the salt loses his savor.
Guess what? That light on that ceiling isn't going to turn on unless you switch the switch on.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we have to manifest what God has created in us to be. And we have to know who we are to be who we are.
Amen.
We can't be who we are if we don't know who we are. And you might think,
who are we, Richie? Who are
we? We're sons of the Most High God. We are conquerors. We are victorious because of the blood. We didn't do anything, but he did everything.
We win in the end though, huh, Richie?
We're winning now. We have only a certain portion of time. It's the only thing you have is the illusion of time that you think is yours, but it's not yours. And if we don't do something now, then the generations following us will suffer. We're the only thing holding back this effluent, this despicable, gross tide of evil.
Amen.
The only ones that are keeping it back.
We're running on fumes, folks. We're running on fumes. You understand that? Because we ain't producing anything. We're running on the fumes of the greatest generation and our daddies and the kids that came after those hippies that squandered everything their daddies had built. And I don't know about you. I'm the hippie generation. You the hippie generation? Huh? And here we're sitting in this mess now. We're wondering what went wrong. We're wondering what we're going to leave our children and grandchildren.
Peace and love. We're good. Anti-war. Who wants to be over there being blowing up a bunch of kids? I mean, really, you know, we become puppets of the government. All they're doing is program. We're on a program. All they're doing is synthesizing us into their deception.
Amen.
It's deception, deception, deception. You're being deceived. Do you like to be used? Do you like to be a puppet for a monster? You got your monster kings that are running around. Listen,
public schools are bad, but ours is good. Our public school's not like that. We got a really good one.
There's only one substance.
And pastors aren't doing a very good job, but our pastor's really good.
There's only one substance. He said, faith. Faith
is.
Faith
is a substance.
Faith. It's real. It has power. It surrounded Israel until they let the Moabites come in, which were their relatives, and corrupt them. And Balaam was trying to go out there and curse the land, putting altars up. But when he opened his mouth, the praise of God came out.
We have to praise God. We have to know that we are created to praise God. Our mission is to praise God, proclaim his word, proclaim his standard.
We can't because we're bedridden believers.
Get up off your duff and do something.
Amen, Richie. Amen. You can pay me for the free advertising, Richie.
Thank you so much. Mutant Farm, Richie.
Where's the young people at?
Look for my show. It's called Dung. D-U-N-G.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Where's the young generation at?
Where's the young generation?
They're still watching us.
They're in public schools.
They're observing.
They're in the public schools that they're taking your tax dollars and teaching them lies to. You're paying for it. You're paying for it. That's where they are. And sadly, you know, I heard Polly say something over my shoulder. All of us watching this show right now, if I pulled you on here and said, tell me, you ready? Tell me about your kids. No. Terry, tell me about your kids' spiritual walk. I don't know how much money they're making. No, I don't know that. How successful they are in business. How's their spiritual walk? Amen. And you know what the truth of it is? Most of them went to public schools and they ain't got one. They ain't got no spiritual walk. Right? We don't see it. It's deception. I'll get my face out of your face. Somebody, come on in here. We've rattled on here quite a while.
Where's Robert?
You okay, Larry? Jump in here, Robert. I'm waiting. Are we still on here?
Yes.
The name I want to say anything? Or you're sitting in awe? Doesn't matter. Go ahead. Robert Klaus sitting with me.
Well, the question was, where are the youth? Where's the millennials?
Hang on. Robert connected with us about 2 months ago in Pastor Mike Spalding's event. What is the name of that? Go Ye Therefore. He came to Columbus, to Buckeye Lake at the beginning of June. He's now with us again. So, man, my whole life I've been looking for people like this. Go ahead, Robert.
I love being here. I mean, I told Coach, I said, you go to church. For years, 20 years, not meet a friend, anyone of like mind, come to event
a real friend.
Yeah, right? Real friend. Come to event like this and get 50 people like mind, one purpose, sold out. But the question was, where's the youth? What are the youth waiting for? What's the millennials looking for? They're not looking for churchianity. They're not looking for the mantra of American religion, which basically says, come as you are, sing just as I am, now go as you were. No change.
You gotta say that. I was gonna steal that. Okay, I'm gonna steal that one. Say that one again, Robert.
Come as you are, and that's fine. Come as you are. Sing just as I am. Now go as you were. No change. No supernatural power. And we are new creatures. If you're in Christ, you're a new creature. Old things passed away. New things have come. You know, and the Bible says, "Hasten the return of Jesus." Don't sit on your duff. Hasten the return of the Lord. We are seated at the right hand of God, where Jesus is. Far above all rule and authority, principality and power, at the throne, the right hand of God, on the throne to rule and to reign and be overcomers, not overcome. Citizens of heaven, not victims of the world. Totally empowered, blessed with every spiritual blessing, all the armor of God, commissioned, commanded, authorized to go out and advance the kingdom of God. I was looking.
Listen, hang on. He's got to quit reading that Bible so much.
Go ahead. I was looking at. Here's Isaiah. It says, a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest upon his shoulders.
Isaiah 9:6, right?
Right. His name is Wonderful Counselor.
I'm going to give you a mic drop over here. You ready?
Uh-huh.
I was making a presentation. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. And I made that presentation, and afterwards this little homeschooled kid comes up to me, and he says, if Christ is the head and we're the body, why do you think we have to be in charge? And I stopped for a minute, and I said, wow. Because the head ends at the shoulders. You getting this?
Mm-hmm.
Government shall be upon who? The government shall be upon his shoulders. What begins at the shoulders? The body, right? Uh-huh. He's the head. We're the shoulders and body. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, right? Uh-huh. No, don't miss it, see? Not Jesus' shoulders, his body. Who's his body? We're his body. Go ahead, I'll cut you off. I just had to throw that in there, right? We're supposed to be ruling and reigning here and now, despite what your tight-jeaned prissy pastor told you. We're supposed to be ruling and reigning now. Go ahead, Robert. Well,
that's true. I mean, we've got this clergy-laity distinction where the clergy cast to rule over the laity. And like you said, you know, God is going to crush Satan under the feet, under our feet. Who's the feet? We're the feet. Blessed are the feet that shod with the gospel of peace. Amen. We're his arms. I mean, a body's getting nowhere if the feet aren't there walking, riding a race, and the arms are out there with the sword.
Sitting in a wheelchair. We're sitting in a stinking wheelchair.
That's right. We're in a nursery. We're still in a nursery.
Yeah, we are.
We should be in the boot camp.
Come as you are. Sing just as I am. And
go as you were.
Go as you were. Right. That's the American.
No supernatural. We're called to walk in the supernatural.
That's right.
The Bible says, Jesus says, as the Father sent me, I sent you. The glory he gave me, I give you. Mm. He who believes in me, the works I do, you will do also greater works than these, because it goes to the Father to send the Holy Spirit into you to empower you to do the supernatural. We're sitting around here. The devil's working 24-7, and we're just
I'm going to tell you this. You ready for this one? If you think you're going to be raptured out of here, ain't going to be many.
Don't get me started, Coach.
How do I know that? How do I know it ain't gonna be many? Because he said so. Few. Broad is the way, narrow. Hey, folks out there praying for the rapture, you better rethink it because you may not be gone. Go ahead, Rob.
The reason our youth are in such trouble is because we are one or at least two generations away from when the truth of God's word was actually preached in churches, and churches actually had some power. To steal a phrase from Mike Heath, we're going to God marts now, and all they're getting is entertainment. You cannot out entertain the world.
God marts. Hey, Rob, because there's no power, they have to give us smoke and lights and flags. Right,
and it's ridiculous, and there's no reason. I mean, there's no wonder why they run as fast as they can as soon as they're, you know, out of school. The kids are absolutely lost, with the exception of the remnant parents who actually are training them up. But they're getting that in spite of the churches they attend every Sunday. Not because of them.
Amen, Rob. Amen. And sad to say this. A lot of your children go to church, but they're on the other team. They go to church and they're on the other team. They're for the homos. Huh? They're for that. Yeah. You know, Larry, I felt you. I was looking over my screen, so I feel Larry. I think he wants to come in here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with everything he just said, except he said for the churches they attend. They don't attend churches.
Satanic social clubs.
All right. I agree, Larry. I agree. And it's been years. It's probably been at least two generations since the truth was actually preached. Now they get pie in the face for the youth leader nights, and they're bribed to go into Sunday school and church, children's church with candy. And then when they get old enough, they go into the main service where they get more cotton candy from the preacher. So,
well,
no question.
Rob, I agree with you, but not in my church. We have a good church. We have a good pastor. That doesn't happen at our church.
Yeah, well, my church is happening right now. So,
and the politics of our college campuses as well. That's where our colleges are turning our children against us.
Well, they have, haven't they? They have turned our children against. Can I show you something here? Let me see. Of course I can. It's my show. I want you to pull this up on the screen. Hey, Connor, you guys ready for this? Pull up the Cory Booker email. That's what it says on, I think, Connor, I sent it to you. You got to listen to this, right? Everybody know who Cory Booker is? You guys know he's running for president of the United States, right? Black man from where? New York. I don't care what color he is. But we have to identify everybody by their skin color. So I just want to make sure I didn't miss it. He's a black. I think he's a man. Although there's rumors about. Well, I'm not even going to go there. Let your mind run wild, okay? Let your mind run wild. And I'm going to show you what's happening to us. See, listen, folks. Everybody believes in some kind of God. Everybody does. Maybe it's them. Maybe they are their God. Maybe they are their, as AA would say, higher power. A true atheist, is, I don't know if one really exists. So here we have Cory Booker, who is for gay marriage, homosexual marriage, men doing unspeakable things to each other, involving a rectum in their sexual organs. He's for that. That's a constitutional right, according to Cory Booker. He's for the slaughter of unborn babies. Actually, born babies. He's for the slaughter of born babies now, right?
Hey, Coach.
And then, huh?
We see JR's email, but we don't see Cory Booker's email.
I knew you were going to say something like that to me. I just knew you were. Now, hang on a minute. It is, because now that I'm on it, I got to finish it, don't I? I got to finish it. Okay, here it comes. Here, Jared, did I not send it? I didn't send it to you. Whoops. Hang on, folks. I'm working wonders over here. I'm working wonders because it's worth reading. I wouldn't waste your time. Who am I sending this to? I'm sending it to Jared. Okay, it's coming right now. I got this from Sammy up in Minnesota. She keeps me on my toes. Okay, Jared, I did send it to you. And this is Cory Booker. This is amazing to me. This is what's happened to us. Understand this. These guys here. Bad Christians.
So bad.
They judge. Bad. Cory Booker. Good Christian. He tolerates. Bad. Cory good. Bad Christians judge. Good Christians don't. Okay? Don't miss this. This is far more serious than you understand it. Can we get it up on the screen? Did we get it, Jared?
Because I'm about, yes, sir, 20 seconds.
In 20 seconds. This is amazing. This is what's going on. Everybody's going to heaven. But not everybody's staying. Got that? So what does Cory Booker say? I was thinking maybe he's been watching Coach Dave live. Thinking that's what I think's going on. Cory Booker's been watching Coach Dave live. Jared's going to have it up on the screen here in a minute. And I'm going to read it to you. And I'm going to, this is bad. I'm going to have to look away, okay, to read it. But stay with me. Cory Booker says we are in a time of moral crisis. It's on your screen right now. This is a prophetic intelligence briefing. Good, Connor. Doing good. Keep it coming up. Roger, you listening to this? Here he is. Cory Booker, who I think.
I'm listening. I'm listening.
I think he has an affinity for men, Cory Booker. Wouldn't swear to it, but I think he does. And he somewhat likes God, I think. But look what he says. Here's what he said. Scroll on down, Connor. Okay, here he says, Senator Cory Booker. He said this. Philippians, this, folks, I'm quoting Cory Booker, running for president of the United States. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I believe, as Philippians 4:13 says, that I can do all things. But y'all, I got to call it out, Cory Booker says. It says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, Christ does not strengthen you to sit on the sidelines. Christ does not strengthen you to sit on the couch. This is not a spectator sport. Homosexual lover, abortion lover, Cory Booker, quoting to the crowd. Booker said this after telling his audience that America is in a time of moral crisis. Are you listening to this? It's more than one God. I want to let you know, Cory Booker says, I want you to let you all know right now that we are in a time of moral crisis. It's a crisis of virtue. So many of the problems we are symptoms of the spiritual crisis that we are in. Remember, he wants to kill babies and he wants to let men ding-dong men. And we, as members of the faith community, Cory Booker is now a member of our family, see? Wait a minute. Bad Christians? Corey's a good one, right? And we as members of the faith community do not understand that This is the very calling of our time to deal with the spiritual crisis that we are in. This is a Democrat, homosexual affirming, baby killing Christian. Moral crisis we have, right? I get very frustrated, he said, when people want to try to separate this idea of the role of the church and the role of the civic space. That is not true. You can no more divide your own body because the church is not four walls. The church is the body of Christ. Homosexual affirming, baby killing Cory Booker. Christian Cory Booker says this, right? Here's a transcript of part of Booker's remarks. And he says, this is not a spectator sport. Martin Luther King said it best when he said, we have to repent in our day and age, not just for, scrolling down, Connor, not for the vitriolic words and violent actions of the bad people. That'd be these guys here. These guys here. But the appalling silence and inaction of the good people. That'd be them. They want to kill babies and they want men to ding-dong the each other. And they're the good people and we're the bad people. And so I want to call the faith community together. That's what Corey wants to do. He wants to call the faith community together. And because faith without works is what, audience?
Dead.
Now, Corey's saying this, not me. All right? Corey's saying this.
Hey,
faith
Dave.
Without works is what?
Yeah.
Yeah, good, Dad. Yeah, Dad. And we need to bring this nation back to life, Cory Booker says. There's too much death. He wants to kill babies. There's too much darkness. And in the faith community, and if the faith community does not lead, we will never make it to the promised land.
Spoken like a true serpent, Coach.
Is this unbelievable, folks? See, do you understand what's going on? So they're hijacking our positions and doing what's the word say? Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. So who's evil? Them guys. Because they judge. Bad. Judging bad. Tolerance, good. And so they go to church and they pray to God, and they support baby killers and mud packers and just transgenders reading to kids in libraries, and they're good. These guys, bad. Let's hear it. Bad. You understand what's going on?
Book somebody of Jude.
I feel somebody.
The Book of Jude.
The Book of Jude. Evil men have crept in unawares, right? Huh? Evil men. Hey, Cory Booker, you're an evil man, brother. You are one evil man.
Dave. Huh?
Yeah.
Please turn around so we can see the evil men a little longer. You're going way too fast.
I'm going way too fast on the evil, folks.
I want you. We need to lay in.
Look at that, Ray LeBlanc, evil bad. There's
an evil Polly, woman back there.
Polly, very bad. Mike, bad. Bill Loring, bad. Ken Hall, he sings about God, bad. Mike Blake, he has a truth truck, bad. Oh, Robert, he writes books, bad. And Mr. Zebeck, bad. You get it? You get what's going on? And so the good Christians like Corey are going to do what? They're going to lock me up. Bad. Right? Don't miss what's going on here.
You got a room full of Christian activists, Coach. Those are bad.
Bad. Do you know what, Rob? There's probably 10,000 people that saw our signs and died Hillary. And I wonder how many of them are bad or are they good? Which side are they on, right? Because, see, that's why I tell people that word Christian, that means nothing to me anymore. That is a meaningless term. That's meaningless. Because everybody, as I said, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die, right? And so that's where we are. Love of this world. I'm dominated. Does somebody want to say something? Somebody want to come online and bark? Huh? No?
Hey,
somebody out there?
What are you doing?
Thanks, Z. Thanks. Just doing my job. That's what I tell people, just doing my job. You know, I would be concerned if Cory Booker and I believed the same. I'd be concerned, right?
Exactly.
We have a moral crisis, he said. And you know who the moral Do you know who the moral dung are? Man. And the dumb sheep will follow Cory Booker and Kamala Harris and Mayor Buttplug, whatever his name is, right? Come on, let's wake up and what's going on. See, there's a war, folks. There's a war within the church. There's a war within the church. My greatest war for the church. That's better, Ken. My greatest opposition comes from what? The good Christians, the church. Who are you to judge?
The really sad thing is that Cory can make those statements, and unfortunately, a super majority of that calls itself the church would stand up and cheer for his message because they have been taught to go for emotion over substance.
Amen.
They cherry pick scripture and they text proof to prove their point, and they have just enough knowledge to be dangerous.
They heap up for themselves teachers having itching ears. They go and they cheer Cory. While black women, are you sitting down? Blacks make up, I heard the statistic the other day. I want to clarify it for you. They say blacks make up 13% of the population and they're 58% of the abortions. So, man, that's awful, but that is a lie. Because black women make up about 7% of the population. Black women are 7% of the population and they're having 58% of the abortions. You get it? Mm-hmm. Huh? Statistics lie and liars use statistics. She wanted the blacks. She wanted the blacks. But hey, there's a moral crisis, according to Cory Booker. Why is there a moral crisis? Because we don't want border jumpers coming over here and eating free. They say, well, coach, we're supposed to feed them. Yeah, I am, not the government. Government's not supposed to take my money, steal money from me and give it to somebody else. That is not their job. Especially give food and stuff to people who came in here illegally. And we have churches saying, that's okay if they came in here illegally. We should give our money. Ken Hall should work 60 hours a week to feed the border jumpers. That's Cory Booker's position, Christian position, by the way. Jesus wouldn't have turned them away. Well, last I checked, Jesus ain't in the White House. Jesus ain't in Capitol Hill. Yet they want us to be Christians without a Christian government. Am I that crazy? That's where we are. They want to pick and choose Christianity, see? That's what they want to be able to do. They want to silence the mouth of the true church. Go ahead, Ken.
Problem with that concept.
Wait, bad Christian. Just a warning.
You know, there was communism in the early church. It was voluntary.
Voluntary communism.
Voluntary.
Mm-hmm.
They shared all things, you know, but just like, you know, Ananias and Sapphira, you know, when they sold their property and they only gave part of it. And you know, then they lied about it in order to try to gain favor and to get status, you know. And so, you know, the Holy Ghost had to set an example not to be trying to
In other words, the early communism didn't give all the food to the government and the government divvy it out. That wasn't how it worked.
No, they, like Paul said to them, you know, was it not yours, you know, to keep the property? And after you stole it, was it not your money to do whatever you wanted?
Amen. Amen.
It was not forced. Because it wasn't love. It's not love when it's at the point of a gun and you're being extorted.
Amen. Amen. But see, but listen, I got to throw this in here just because I do, okay? You know me. Communism is, parts of it, a Christian belief, right? And we look at the economics of America, for Bill Gates to have billions, and Ray to be living in a truck. Just kidding. Something wrong with that system too, isn't it, as well? Something wrong. But see, we like to take Christian principles and apply them to ungodly government, and it doesn't work. It'll never work that way, folks. And that's what they try to do. Remember Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals? Force people to live up to their own standards. Force us to live up to our own standards. And so they say, well, you're a Christian. You're a Christian. How can you hoard all that food? You're a Christian. Right? You're a Christian. How can you not let those people come over the border and have the government take care of them? You're a Christian. See what they do to us? And so Cory Booker can now run for president of the United States, say there's a moral crisis, and say, then's the problem. Then deplorables, there they are. If we can just get rid of those white boys who still believe in the free enterprises, we'll get things straightened out. I've been yakking quite a bit. Come on in.
Coach, Matthew 9:37. We should not be surprised. Why is there but a handful of us out there? Matthew 9:37. The harvest is ripe, but the
workers are few. Hey, Dale, you would have been encouraged because there's a form of godliness here in Branson. There's a form of godliness. You know, there's a big statue up on the hill, Christ of the Ozarks. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this. Huge, huge, maybe 250-foot statue of Jesus up on the highest mountain here. Christ of the Ozarks, it's called. And you come down here and it's, pardon me, I put my coffee down. Conservative here. It's conservative.
Conservative is pretend salt.
That's right. People are chasing the flesh even here. They're chasing the flesh here. And so, again, I give a fair warning to those of you out there singing that rapture song. You ain't all gone. That comes from Jesus, right? Many in that day. What day would that be talking about? Many in that day. Can we find out? Anybody know where that is? Is that in Luke? Come on, Connor. Let's see if you can earn your money there. Matthew
chapter 7? 24.
So, Dale, if you got this, 722. Many. Wow. Let's go back up there. Starting 20. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. In other words, not by what comes out of their mouth. By their fruits you'll know them. And not everyone that says unto me, I'm a Christian, shall enter the kingdom. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven, is the will of our Father that men would have anal sex with each other. I think that's the will of our Father. Is the will of our Father that we would slaughter the preborn in the womb? Do you think that's the will of our Father? And so many, 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 like Cory Booker, are saying he's doing the will of his Father because we have a moral crisis, because we all know killing babies is moral. We all know that men packing mud is moral. That's moral, right? It is. It is in the new America, right? Many will say, Lord, not everyone that say unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father. And many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? In thy name, have we not cast out devils? And in your name, doing many wonderful works? And then the Lord said, I'm going to say to you, whoops, you missed the rapture.
Coach,
uh-huh.
Most of the people that are going to hear those words, depart from me, are the ones, it's going to be because of the things they did not do, not because of the things they did.
Did you hear that? It's going to be because of what they did not do, not what they did. Sweetheart, give me a little coffee. Say it again, Rob. Because these guys right here, they all told the Lord all the good stuff they'd done, right? They outdid all that good stuff.
It's not because of the social justice that they did. It's because of the things that they did not do, which were the commandments of Jesus.
What's that old game show? It's not what you say that counts. It's what you don't say. I'm going to shock you. Hey, hang on a second. I got to throw this one out there. When you stand before the Lord, he ain't going to ask you if you smoked. He ain't going to ask you if you gambled. He didn't ask you if you drank a beer every now and then. None of that stuff's going to matter. None of it. And unfortunately, see, that's what we market as Christianity. Why, if you're a Christian, you don't do this and you don't do that. Well, how about if you're a Christian, you do this and you do this?
That's right, Coach, because if you're a Christian, it says you will know them by their fruits. You look at what Cory Booker says. He might say he's a Christian, but when you look at his fruit produced death. And what does the Lord say? Those who hate me love what? Death. I think I put it in the chat, Matthew chapter 25:31. He says, I will separate the sheep and the goats. The goats I'm going to put to my left. Look at the leftists. He says, and the sheep I'll put to my right. As it, I'm so far right, Coach, I'm at the edge of the table.
Okay, that's it, Dale. I wasn't going to do it, but now I'm going to do it. Here, let me get to the stuff here real quick. Pull it up. Pull up Phil Robertson real quick, Corey. This would be kind of good to end it on. Phil Robertson.
Hey, Dale.
You guys remember him, don't you? Phil Robertson. Remember him with the – God, what was that show they had? Duck Dynasty?
Duck Dynasty, baby.
Just so the people, just real quickly, so the people will have an understanding of the word that you emphasize so much in that Matthew chapter 7, the many word, it is exactly the same Greek word there in verses 22-23 that it is earlier back there in verse 13 of chapter 7. And everybody understands many find the way that leads to destruction and few find the way that leads to life. Now, that word many in on both places has a literal meaning in Greek, and it means a super majority of.
Larry, that's not good. Listen, we're going to say,
the people saying we did everything for Jesus. The super majority of those people, Jesus is going to say, hey, I never knew you. Go to
hell. Out of here, dude. Out of here, dude. Hey, listen, I don't have time to do Phil Robertson. I'll do him tomorrow. Let's try this. Go to Ecclesiastes 10. Ecclesiastes 10. Okay.
And while you're going there, that word many actually in the original Greek was most.
Ah, most. Some of y'all be in trouble. No, they're not here. Not us. We love our pastor. Our pastor's a good one. Most pastors are bad, but ours is a good one. Oh, he is a good one, our pastor. Did we get Ecclesiastes up there yet? Are you ready? Huh? Uh-oh. Are you ready? It is going to shock you. Let's go to verse 10. Now, is that right? Do I want to? No. Let's stay right there. Stay right there. I'm sorry. We're in 10. You ready? We're in 10. Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. And so doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. Stay with me. Hey, stop talking back here. This is the drop dead moment. A man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart is at his left. Are you ready? Are you ready? You want to know what's wrong with America? Here it is. Mark this down, Ecclesiastes 10, verse 3. Yea, also, he that is a fool walketh by his way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to everyone that he is a fool. That's not what I'm looking for. A man's heart, now where is that? That's why I need Phil's video. I thought it was Ecclesiastes 10:3. Maybe it is. It says this, basically, a fool walketh on the left. Did you know the Bible says that? That a fool walketh on the left? And a man guided by the Lord walketh on the right.
Ecclesiastes 10:2.
10:2? Is that what it says? Maybe Phil was using a different version. A man's heart. Yeah, there it is. I read right over it. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart is on the left. What? There it is. Cory Booker. Where's his heart? On the right or on the left? Where's Nancy Pelosi's heart? On the right? Or on the left? Where's Barack Obama's heart? On the right? Or on the left? And the Bible says a fool is on the left. Never saw that, did you? Somebody help me wrap it up. Come on. Come on. Somebody come in here. It's been a good show. Anybody in here? Come over here. Ray. I want you all to see Ray. Get over here, Ray. Huh? My man, Ray LeBlanc. There he is. Look at him, man. Yeah. Ray, look, he used to travel all over for me, just running errand after errand, and then went and some wife stole his heart. And now he's no good to anybody anymore.
That's why we're out here. 800 miles to be here with
the
coach.
And a great big thing is bigger than a daggone.
Yeah, that's our house.
It's a mall. He lives in a mall, traveling mall. House on wheels. But Ray, tell them what you're doing, man. Tell them what the Lord's doing for you now.
The next step and phase that we're trying to get to, and the Lord's leading us in that direction, is to be mobile and to to be able to travel. We're both retired. Nothing in this world is going to tie me down. I want to serve the Lord, and I'm going to follow him wherever he leads me. Right now, he's leading us here to Branson, Missouri, to the Equal Justice Tour. And we made a big impression out there. You would not believe the volume of people just in this little community here in Branson that were all thumbs up.
They were driving by taking pictures. Amen. Taking pictures of us. They had never seen anything like it. Now, Ray, I want to say this. I don't want to embarrass you. When I met Ray a couple years ago, 3 years ago, whatever it was, he was floundering. You would admit that, right?
Definitely.
He was floundering in his life, right? And he hooked up with us, and all of a sudden, boom. Ray LeBlanc, 30 years ago, 40, I don't know how long ago, he wanted to be a minister. He wanted to go into the ministry. And he wandered in the wilderness 40 years, right? I mean, huh? Wandered in the wilderness. And what is going on now? The Lord is restoring unto Ray the years that the locusts have eaten and the cankerworm.
I want to warn people out there. A lot of us get caught up in the world. We're trying to keep work in two different fields. We want to be a Christian. We want to follow the Lord. But our flesh is drawing us into the world. We need to make that division. You know? And that's why
Coach, many years.
I wanted that. That double mind.
Double-minded man's unstable on all his
mind. No, we don't have time for that. The time that we're living in right
it's now, isn't it, brother?
It's now. Get in the game.
It's now, baby. You know,
just go get in the game. That's what I can say.
Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I just want to testify about Ray because I got to say that we could not be doing what we're doing in Wisconsin without Ray.
Amen.
He's doing God's work wherever he goes, and he's been a tremendous blessing in Wisconsin. So,
amen.
That's it.
Yes, sir. I poke fun at
him. And hillbilly bondage.
Quick note from Mark.
Hey, I just want to thank everyone for all the support up at Sky High.
Yeah.
This is the call out. We're ready to accept folks. I'll be up there Tuesday through Fridays. And we can host you over weekends. We have a gentleman coming from New Hampshire to stay 2 weeks right after the Steve Quayle conference. So come join us. Be a part of it. It's a great place, an outlet for your gifts. And we
could use some money, too, to be honest with you. We could use some money.
Thank you.
Some of you can't come. Some of you can't come. I understand that. Folks, we're worthy of your donations. We really are. We need them. All right? Hey, God bless. It's been a great weekend here in Branson. America's a crazy place, isn't it? It's the only place you can go where they celebrate working Labor Day by not working. It'd be like celebrating Thanksgiving and not eating food. So on Labor Day, we don't work. Explain that one to me. God bless you. We'll see you live from the bunker tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.